A very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now the itinerary is 1:30 to 3. Yeah? We supposed to have our meditation, yeah? But never mind, because just after your lunch, we will do the sharing first. Yeah? Afterwards, only we have the meditation. So turn to page 150. Manyang Yuri. Page 150, second paragraph. So this one you all have to pay attention. Huh? This one is very important understanding.
Page 150, second paragraph. The Mahayana's sixth consciousness is the Theravada's Sanya aggregate of mind, which is usually translated as mental perception or connection or cognition. It also includes the conception and discerning aspects of the mundane mind, but the key meaning is perception and cognition. The first five types of consciousness are seeing, hearing, smelling, tactile and tasting consciousness, and the sixth, seven and eight consciousness of the Mahayana are within the mental consciousness that arise upon contact of mind with its respective sense organ and data. The mundane mind or false thinking mind is not your true mind.
This one you must make note. Huh? The mundane mind or false thinking mind is not your true mind. Why? Because it is condition arising. That is not a permanent unchanging entity. It has no nature of its own. Whereas Nirvana is totally different, where it is the unconditioned. Once the mundane mind completely ceases, then the true mind will manifest. That's why without thought, you are already aware that it's your true mind. Leading upstream to the realization of Nirvana or the oneness nature or Buddha nature. Okay, you continue, Maya.
Mundane mind is the diluted, heedless thinking mind, capable of false perception, cognition, memory, knowledge, and false thinking, karmic related. Sankhara and Sanya are very active within it. It constantly clings and grabs onto sense data, whereas the true mind is the silent, heedful mind, pure and clear, profound, bright mind. It can be aware of sense data, thoughts, and it can also see things as they are. The mind of the enlightened one is connected to their true mind with wisdom. It is the essence of mind, the unconditioned mind. Part 2, Heart Sutra, Lesson 29, page 77, 2.1. Sanya perception brings the external form into the mind via mental perception, and it is also called the sixth consciousness. This external form then becomes the mental form or sense data for the mind to arise mental consciousness, because mind is also an organ. Seventh consciousness, Sankhara, is likened to the mental organ, and upon contact within mind via the mental activities of Sankhara triggers off the eighth consciousness, Alaya or storehouse consciousness, Vijnana.
So wait, I need to explain a bit. You see, this seven consciousness is actually your sankhara. What is sankhara? Mental activity, mental intention, mental thinking. Everything that your mind can do actually is sankhara. So what happened is, they call it the organ is because once you receive the sense data, I better draw it now. Once you receive the sense data, this sense data via sanya. What is sanya? Mental? What is sanya?
Perception.
Mental perception, yeah, that brings the external form into the mind. Yeah. So this sense data is external form. So it can be sight and sound, or whatever vibration, or smell, taste, tactile. So once the sense data come in via sanya, what happens? The memory start to work, understand? Once this one happened, It goes to the memory, which has your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system. Understand? Huh? So here is your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, etc. So this is the one that actually stir the sun and react because of his views, opinion, condition. So this one create the stirring or reaction of mind. So this stirring and reaction of mind, this one is the one that give rise to emotions. Understand? And most of the time is negative emotion. So this memory is brain, understand? So this memory is brain. Brain is an organ, isn't it? Correct?
Yeah.
That's why they say this seven consciousness, which is this one is Sankara. Sankara. Everything that your mind can do, including the views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, etc. So this one, they say is your seven consciousness. Understand? This one is seven consciousness. And this one is what? Six consciousness.
Perception.
Understand? Because this one is the mundane mind. Through memory, it can perceive. It brings the external form in. So all the six senses, including the memory, the brain, together the five physical senses, like the physical experience upon contact, what happened? It trigger off. Consciousness, you can become conscious of what you see, understand? One of the consciousness. Then conscious of what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel. So the first five. Then the brain give rise to the six consciousness of the brain. Thought consciousness, understand? So this first six, thought consciousness is actually here, sanya. So this one is thought consciousness. So thought consciousness is basically all the six sense spaces, the common denominator, understand? Seeing consciousness also is a thought consciousness, understand? Here is our organ. Hearing consciousness also is a thought consciousness. So likewise, the brain, it also gives rise to thought consciousness. So this is the six consciousness. Then after that, this one is the external form. Sense data is the external form, enters the mind. After it enters the mind, what do the memory do? Through your views, opinion, conditioning. Wow, this one, the spelling become like that. These are very difficult to recognize. Belief system, including your phobia, all those things, accumulated memory. So this one is accumulated memory. So this is the one that the Mahayana call the seven consciousness. Understand how? And because it's called the seven consciousness, they also give it another name. This one, stirring, is what? No. Stirring is a reaction from here. Understand how? Understand? Sankara discriminate. Understand how? That's why it stir, like and dislike. Understand how? It create discrimination. That's why this one, because of this one, discrimination, they also call these seven consciousness the discriminatory consciousness. Now you understand? Can follow on? Because this one, with your views, opinion, condition, this one will make discrimination. That's how karma come to be, understand? Then this is an organ, understand? That is the brain, understand? Upon contact, what happened? The physics experiment. Upon contact, what happened? Yeah, it becomes conscious, understand? Oh, that's why it's the alaya consciousness. After that, it triggers the alaya, or they call it the eight consciousness. Understand? So this alaya consciousness is the eight consciousness. So, 6 is sanya, 7 is sankara, 8 is the memory trigger of the, actually it's also thought consciousness, but they call this the alaya consciousness. Alaya is what? Storehouse, it's store all. Actually it's a coming nature. So actually this is coming consciousness, store up in your coming nature. But they give you a name alaya, like very special, understand? Like they have a lot of things to teach, understand? But actually it's the same as the Theravada teaching, understand? It's just a five aggregate of form and mind. Nothing different. Can you follow? Ah. So this one, unless you have mindfulness, you're aware, you cannot see. We will hear very fast. I call you what? The moment you perceive, you think, you stir your mind, understand? So, sankara sanya, what is sankara sanya? What is sankara sanya? What is sankara sanya? Sanya is what?
Perception.
Perceive thing, understand? What? Perceive things, stir your mind, react. That's why this one, Ajahn Buddha says, concocting. The spelling correct? Sometimes I call it cooking. Where you think a lot, understand? Your sankhara very busy, very capable, understand? Want to comment, want to discriminate, want to be right. So egoic, understand? So this one, sankhara sanya, this process, the mundane maya, continuously arise, understand? That's why we call it heedless thinking. Where you're so capable, every time perceive, you want to know. Every time you know your views, opinion, conditioning, pop, come out. Understand how? Create all the mental state. And what are these mental states? Just now, sui, right in green one. All the wrong thought. Well, you don't have Dhamma. Don't have yoni soap, manasikara. So, sankara sanya is within the content of consciousness. That's why the whole thing, the content inside there, concocting, cooking, and creating all this, that makes the phenomenal world what?
Real.
Exciting to you, real, but actually it's rubbish, understand? Delusion, understand? Although there is such thing as life, but all these are mental images concocting inside the mundane mind, understand? Like the cinema, here it turns on the film, understand? Then you see through your senses the external phenomenal world, understand? So this one to you is so real, understand? Like the screen in the cinema. The sight and sound come out, the, you call actor, actresses, all the beautiful, colorful thing, animate until like you are inside a cinema, like watching real show, you know, understand? You know? Then you can be excited, you can be all those stuff, then people cry, people clap, all sorts of nonsense. But after the show over, you look in front, is what? White screen, understand? Actually nothing there, understand? So all these are creation from the mundane mind through all these 6, 7, 8 consciousness. Nothing. But without mindfulness, you cannot see. That's why when I was with the awareness, the moment of perception I see, then I release it from perception, it goes to memory, then all the thinking, stirring, reacting, this concocting and cooking, I saw inside that. That's why after I saw, I understand. Then this one got no meaning to me. You remember I say, think also like that? Don't think also like that. You will have that wisdom. When you see all this, then you will understand. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Understand? No different, understand? What is this? The analogy of the Buddha. Banana stand. At the core of it,
empty.
Hollow, empty, understand? Just like the white screen on the cinema. There is no reality. And you someone say, oh, my problem, oh. I got to analyze, oh. I got to reason, oh. I must come up with some good reason, oh. What the hell is going on in the world? Understand? Whatever happened is a reality, understand? No need to think, understand? Direct seeing, the reality is already established. See things as they are, not what your mind tell you. Because you have craving, you have desire, you want things your way. That's why you keep on wanting it your way, understand? Get angry, unhappy, disappointed, all the sui right on, understand? And this is what is happening to your mundane mind before you have the Dhamma, understand? That's why suffering, or not?
Yes.
Sure suffer, understand? So when this is clear, can you still be deluded or not?
No.
Can you still believe all this, like the cinema, film show and all those things or not? There is such thing as existence and life. But all these are dependent originating. How you come to know? Through a mental image, understand? Or? Mental image is sanya, sankara and vijnana. Understand? Or? That's why the Buddha said, mind make ade, understand? Or? Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, the whole phenomenal world arises. Understand? Or? No more theory. You saw it in your mindfulness. This is like visual, image only. Like I said, the blocker, everything you perceive. How real can it be? Of course, externally, tangible, solid, like real, color, everything there. And you can sometimes eat the good food, yeah? Experience the nice feeling and all that, like aircon and all those things. But is it real? When you have the understanding, these are all dependent originating conditions. When condition is there, it manifests, like sui come to know. When condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. Externally, not so real, like the blocker. When the parts come together, arises, exists. Understand? Not? When you take away the part, wait, when you take away the part, what happens? No more condition, no more, ceases to be. When you assemble it, it performs a function, you give it a name and a concept, then you say exists, real. But how do you know this? How do you know the blocker? Through what? Through your perception, yeah, sanya, yeah, you just bring it into your mind. External sense data, external form. That thing that you think real, for those that have the Dhamma will know it's dependent originating, that's why it's anatta, empty nature, no reality. Everything is like form and mind, dependent originating, dependent origin, coming and going, coming. Not tangible, understand? How? And mind make are they? When you perceive it, then you come to know. So the knowing is just an image up here, understand? How? When you are mindful, you see this image. At the moment of perception, the image. Understand? How? Then how real can it be? It's just an image. But you deludedly grasp, cling, and give meaning. And entangle yourself and condition yourself into misery, suffering, affliction, and all those things. So this is the reason why the Buddha said, you are deluded. Understand? How? So clarity. Because the ego conditions you to deludedly believe it's real. Grasp, cling, and the whole phenomenal world like so real, so important to you. All this come from the delusion of what? Not able to be aware that these are consciousness, created one. That's why the phenomenal world of consciousness. It's just consciousness. And why consciousness? Mental image. Come and go, come and go. And you grasp, you cling, you keep meaning, you can actually become miserable, commit suicide, depression. Understand not? Very, very angry, emotional, fearful, jealousy, hatred. Ayo, what is that? Huh? Despair, sorrow, lamentation. Wake up. Understand? No? Whatever happened, what did the Buddha say?
Causes and conditions.
Ah, there are causes and conditions behind, and this is the reality. So accept lah. Why go and straight away react and become angry, become miserable? Then with the wisdom, after you accept, when you apply the Dhamma, Noble Eightfold Path, right view, condition, right thought, right view, then do what you have to do. Understand? Need to ask for forgiveness. Then follow the advice of Buddha, develop the Dhamma understanding with Noble Eightfold Path. You're free, you liberate. Just now you already go through. So all this, when you really develop the understanding through your awareness, you become completely different. Yourself. You remember last time what I told you? You think I tell you theory. It's a living thing. I can do it. That's why I can explain all these things. Yourself. When was the Heart Sutta taught? 2012, isn't it? 11 years ago. How many of you understand what I say? That's why I say, whoever understands 10% of what I teach and say, you are already fantastic. Understand? Huh? And this one, 11 years ago, no. Actually, after I teach, somebody wrote short note, no, luckily. Then I edit, then all this teaching come out. Otherwise, it will not be documented. This Heart Sutta book is meant to be on. You want to come to the world. There you go. Later on, a lot of cultivators will go for this book. When they read this book, the whole thing becomes so different, so clear. Especially those who have awareness, mindfulness. They will appreciate it like anything. Yeah. Better than the Bible. Understand? This one, instead of reading all the Tipitaka and make you Mong Cha Cha and Abhidhamma, you better, no need money on, get a copy. That's why I told Chi Wei. Get a copy. He got. Then if got condition, give to Ping. See whether she can understand. Okay. Because of your parami, and Ping also did her part when we were invited to Perth.
Whether she gets it from the horse's mouth.
Also can. You bring her, then I will pass to her. You can tell her, wow, this retreat different. It really make you understand. Right? You say, I think it's important. You have a chance. You better get hold of this book. And Brother Teo agree to offer it to you when you come. Okay, continue.
2.2, the four foundations of mindfulness in brief. First foundation, Kaya Nupasana, starts with A, Anapanasati, mindfulness of in and out breath, to train the mind to be in sati to develop heedfulness. B. Once heedful, cultivate mindfulness of the four postures of standing, sitting, walking, and lying down. C. Then move on to cultivate sati sampajana, mindfulness with clear comprehension of all connecting activities in between the four postures, i.e. daily mindfulness of all actions and movements in the present moment, to develop the initial insight into the three universal characteristics of nature. Four types of clear comprehensions are clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, domains of meditation, reality of the here and the now, and lastly, non-delusion. D. Then, cultivate mindfulness of the four elements of which constitute this physical form to see its anatta nature. E. Then, contemplate the 32 parts that constitute this physical body to understand its conditioned arising nature of all the parts coming together to perform the functions of a human being and to realize its foulness.
So this one is exactly like the Bulokat, all the parts. So the Buddha said, put the 32 parts together. This is how you become a human being, when you animate yourself. Okay, continue.
Finally, to contemplate 9 stages of cemetery decomposition of this physical form or body after it is devoid of consciousness. Number 2, second foundation, Vedana Nupasana.
Yeah, F, you understand. 9 stages of cemetery decomposition. What is the meaning?
Contemplation on death.
The human being When the consciousness is there, like the flower, very beautiful when you're very young, in your youth, or that, you're attracted to what? The beauty, the youth, handsome, wow, elegant. So you describe everything, but the Buddha wants you to understand that this form of mind is not what you think. When your consciousness, like the flower, when it's flowering, it's so beautiful, understand? But after it flower finished, it decays, that is aging, understand? Then it die, And the worst is, you see, after it die, you contemplate these 9 stages of 7-3 decomposition, then you see beautiful or not? Huh? Beautiful or not? Ayo, finally you see what? Skeleton, then become dust. That's why the Christians say, from dust to dust. Understand? It's for you to wake up. When this form of mind is devoid of consciousness, it go the way of nature, it go through the 9 stages of ego, then that time, you dare to say that one your wife? That one your girlfriend? Your ex? Ayo. This is to let you see clearly that you are clinging and grasping to delusion. That's all. Where you create the entity, you yourself you think real, girlfriend you think real, spouse you think real, your children you want. So you attach and you cling. But you never know this form and mind. When it goes through the birth process, it grow up, then there are phases when they are young, like you go through your youth, understand? What is the saying? Last time you were like that before. There is a saying, isn't it? There is a word, isn't it? Correct. I was one like that. You ask Auntie Song, they are, goodbye, you're sweet, goodbye, slim, you're chilang tui, in the Malacca State government, the job. You are the answer. 从前拥有啊，
曾经拥有
，So, all this is what? Memory, 好像试着在回味When you were courting, when you were young, wow, everything also so exciting, understand? Like the flower, blooming that time, pay respect, offer fragrant. Wither that time, no need to see too far, look at Jiwe, you can see it. Understand? Senses failing already, everything different already. The you, the the 从前的机位啊，下机位。That time go to MU, no, understand? No, one of the smartest around, no. And Kam Leng Chai, no. That's why Ping also attracted, understand? No? But now, 往事只能回味 understand? Just like what Emily said or shared. So all this wake up, understand? These are the reality of the form. It's of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. Understand? So when you confront this, if it's the reality, if you want things your way, last time when I was in the youth, my senses, everything was so perfect. Well, now, in and out of hospital. Understand? So the whole process of existence and life, you can say is walking. You know what is walking? When you're young, where do you walk? Walk around the house. Then you go to school, you walk to the school and come back. Then later on, you go to work, you walk to office. Understand? Then after that, you may retire. When you get old, you very often don't walk around all this area when you are young and youth. You don't go to office, you're retired. Yeah. Where you go? Medical checkup. Every 6 months, every 3 months, emergency. You walk in and out of hospital. Then in and out of hospital, after that, where do you walk? You cannot walk. People carry you, cremate you, understand? So your walking existence ceases. And I said, when the breath stop, cannot walk already. And I said, so, cannot see all this, still want to walk. Walk where? You want to walk to Nibbana? I see. Nibbana cannot walk. Nibbana, you must leave behind this stupid fellow. Understand? This one must leave behind. The arahant also die already, cremate. This one cannot bring along. Understand? Don't be foolish. This one sees. Go here, then go here. So, when you have the understanding, you become completely different. So this is what the teaching is all about. Now only you understand how wise and how profound the Buddha realized the truth of life and existence, both the mundane and the supramundane. Back to the source, no? But enlightenment, the original true nature. That's why this is the one from here the creation start. So now, after you have the understanding, work hard on the awareness, stabilize it, then develop this understanding from here to see all this yourself. I can only show you the way, understand? But most of the Kayamita, there are quite a number, can understand what I say because they have mindfulness. But they may not have the stability of all this. But they hear, they know this is beautiful, understand? The way it arises, the way it happens. And for somebody to have the understanding to put it in writing and share with you, you know, you think easier. No sounds. No need money. Don't know how to pick. Along the pathway, as you cultivate, everywhere is spiritual gem. You know. You don't know how to pick and choose. You every day go and mundane mind there. Complain, react, stir. You like to do this, the heedless thinking, reacting, perceive, think, then after that panic, emotional, understand? That is what living beings do. See this clearly, then you will arrive at this. When you arrive at this, very beautiful. What is the meaning? Think also like that, don't think also like that. Is a wiser word than what you learn from Sakyamuni. Sakyamuni says, Sabbe Sankara Anichang. Sabbe Sankara Dukkang. Means, all of Sankara thinking is
impermanent,
come and go. Then, final outcome is suffering. It is suffering. Then you might as well don't think, understand? Huh? Think also like that, don't think also like that, got different or not? Huh? No difference of why you go and think. You make yourself miserable here, understand? That's why finally I realized, no more problem. To you it's a problem, to me it's not a problem. Yeah, I see the reality, I accept the reality of the moment. Finish. That's why to me, there is no such thing as a problem in the world. Problem arise when you perceive it with negativity, you understand? When you understand this is the reality, finish. Accept lah, then act. Understand now? Noble Eightfold Path. That is the powerful understanding. That's why this teaching is not about theory. Understand now? After that, he also tell you, you can become enlightened, then you can live, you can act. Understand now? Doesn't mean all these problems, you don't need to do anything. Understand now? Except then, let it be. That is not solving your problem. Understand now? That is not life, that is not, but you can solve the problem with the understanding that is life. That's why through emptiness, when you realize that life become what? Existence become what? Wonderful, understand or not? There is meaning to life. Then you live life to the fullest. You can get to experience all of the pristine beauty of life, wonders of life. And this is what the teaching is. And you think I write there just to create confusion. Where you all cannot realize you think write for fun. This is a living Dhamma reality. You can really do it. Everything I wrote there one is can be done. Otherwise I will tell you I don't know. Better learn how to rejoice more, huh? Then make aspiration. After all these rejoicing merits, after the retreat, I tell you, you silent in all your whatever merits, virtue, understanding, for causes and conditions, to have all this understanding life after life, I tell you, you will become a Sammasambuddha very fast. Very, very fast. But fast also 3-4 asangkaya kapasa. Okay, sorry.
Amitabha. I wanted to add something about acceptance, because when I first contemplated this, okay, I theoretically know everything is unreal, and then the only way I can be happy with reality is to accept reality. But there was a lot of steps that unfolded before I really understood acceptance. Because when I say I accept, or initially, I was begrudgingly accepting. That means I say, yeah, it happened already, but it could have been better lah. But okay, lah, it happened already. You know, that was the kind of
I initially had. Yeah.
But after a while, I realized the only way I really truly felt happy about the situation is when I thought that this is exactly how it should have happened.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all the other things down the road couldn't happen.
Yeah.
I think it's easier if I give an example. So, in 2020, I think around Chinese New Year, because we were all in lockdown for the COVID-19, so I was washing dishes, and 2021, because I remember it was near the Chinese New Year. I went through that Chinese New Year with a broken finger. So I was washing dishes.
Yeah, in my house.
Yeah, I gave my dad and my mom a scare, 3 of us locked down at home. I washed dishes, and then suddenly the sink was filled with blood from one finger. I broke a dish, and then one of the shrapnel jabbed into one of the joints in my finger.
Yeah.
And then going through it initially was fine. I could accept that I got hurt, and then I went to a doctor. But after that, when it healed, it didn't heal properly. Now the last part couldn't bend. So I'm like always doing this. Luckily, it's not the middle finger. It's always pointing straight. It cannot fold. So I can only fold the first joint. I can't fold the second joint for that finger. So as it was healing, there was a lot of negativity initially, but just for a brief moment, because I understood theoretically that all these are impermanent and there was karma I needed to pay back. But the true acceptance was seeing that, you know, everyone is unique. And then now that my finger is like that, I got 9 good fingers and 1 bad finger. Hey, this is me. I changed my personality. It's like this myth, Suyi or Tracy had 10 good fingers, changed. Now Suyi has 9 good fingers and 1 special finger. Isn't that better? Then I feel so happy, no? That is true acceptance. It's like, hey, I am unique this way. This is precisely how I'm supposed to be. Otherwise, everyone the same. Boring, right? So I just need to... you know, it's probably something mundane, like you see, like the part I say about when the observer just reprogram and then what you observe become very beautiful. I sort of noticed that in order to live life and to really try to apply the acceptance, I had to go one level further to really see that reality is beautiful. It's not a begrudging acceptance. It's truly embracing and seeing that there's no other way that I could be myself apart from the current state that I am in, with all its realities. This is only one of the examples. I mean, a lot of things will happen in life, and every one of them is what made me special. That is how I should look at it. Otherwise, it's not really acceptance. I can't apply the Dharma any other way. Yeah, my 2-piece.
See, that is her way, her approach, because her conditioning from the past is like that. But later on, when she had the awareness nature stabilized, she will understand it differently. Yeah. You see, acceptance, that word is not easy to understand. Accept means what? Don't be like that. The example I give you, I forgive and cannot forget. Then what is there? You cannot forgive means you never forgive. So when you don't understand acceptance, you simply quote me, but you say accept lah. Then you die lah, understand not? Accept means what? Don't do anything. No, acceptance means you have the right view. That's why learn to apply the Noble Eightfold Path. Like she realized, could be karma, all those things. Because the Buddha said, you are born of karma, and you have karma, condition and suffer, and you are what you are because of your karma. Actually, when it happened, I saw, I didn't panic. I do what I have to do. I said, go and see a doctor. The clinic all refused to look, because they're very scared. No? Once they heard I have glasses, they cannot handle. No? He said, GP, we all cannot. Then there are a few doctors, don't want to see me, you know, don't want to see my doctor. No? So finally, I found one 24 hour. Then I talked nicely to the staff. I said, can I just talk to the doctor? Happened to be a young lady doctor. She's very good. She listened to me. Then I said, okay, okay, ask your doctor. So open up, have a look. He said, okay, you better go. He said, because this type of thing, they cannot handle in the small clinic like that. Then I said, where is the nearest? Because I want to go to UHA. Then they told me on the way, Section 17 opposite, got a new private hospital. That one is Colombia, isn't it? Colombia. Colombia. So we sent there. Then after that, no need to wait too long. We have nobody there. So late. So by the time I go there, then the whole thing settled. We have that I don't know whether it's a doctor or a surgeon, he did an operation, then he cleared it, then he said it's okay already. So do what you have to do, understand? Don't panic, don't react, don't stir. Acceptance means you understand and you have right view. This is the reality. Like she said, condition life, things will be like that. But how you move from there is very important, understand? When you have right view, you accept means what? You don't blame, you don't perceive in negativity, but you also, like her case, try to rationalize it and make it look good, understand? But a better way is what? It's a blessing in disguise, understand? If I don't kenal like that, I won't contemplate, understand? Life is good, understand? Then I contemplate, I reflect. Then if somehow the reflection, contemplation come out to be something beneficial, luckily she shared this, then I can explain this, understand? So, one is to say blessing in this year, but that one is after accepting the reality, understand? Because you never know. If you have not gone through this, you will not contemplate, you will not develop the understanding of how come things are like that. So after you accept with the right view, so what she should do is, you need to ask for forgiveness, because these are something you did in the past, and you have to pay back. And it's better to pay back like that, understand not? Than in the car accident, understand not? Or in the earthquake and all those things, understand? That's why she good karma, all the earthquake she has kept, understand not? And this one to me is minor, understand not? Can be handled easily by any private hospital. Even I take her to UH, also no problem. So all this understanding must be there. Then when you come to acceptance, you must act. Act with what? Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action. Understand not? Then you do what you have to do. The advice of the Buddha is what? Need to ask for forgiveness? Ask for forgiveness. Need to repent? Repent. Then vow not to repeat all these things that you have done in the past. Because you take care of karma, you avoid all evil, your karmic nature become beautiful. Then you seldom have this type of problem, understand? Like my life, I hardly got any of this type of problem. So you look at all this, that's why the Buddha say, virtue protect. Virtue means what? Incapable of evil, understand? No negativity. So when you take care of karma, incapable of evil, then all these things that can happen will have lesser condition to arise, understand? But when you understand already, it will show it to you. So for my case, I don't have to like sui. Last time he fell into the drain, the leg there also. But she accepted it, no problem, understand? Then the finger, I will say. For me, when I was very near, when I have the understanding, very near to 1989, the awakening that time, the karma keep on coming and show it to me. Any thought, that is slightly, not to say negative, straight away, the result, the friction come already. I told you all before, when I lie to my wife and go out and play mahjong, I just lose until I cannot play. Normally, winners stay, understand? Oh, loser get to play, as long as you like. For my case, after I know karma, I straight away say, okay, you all take over. I don't want to play. Then you know my classmate, come and fetch me. The moment he fetch me, today what do you tell your wife? He hope I lost it. Because, not to say what to lie. Because we are classmates, we are not going for something evil or what. We all among classmates play for fun. Then win a blanja supper. Understand? So sometimes agree already, 1 week play once. Then the phone call come. So how? Classmate call out. Go teh tarik or what. Lie lah, actually mahjong. So kena kau kau. Then when I play mahjong, he show it to me. We all, four of us, very close friend, classmate. So I arrive early, the other two also arrive early. Then they don't like the fourth fellow. We are the fellow very axial, very arrogant one. Yeah, you know why? He's a KL guy. He always talk Cantonese one. So we all Penang, Klang, Alosta one, all Hokkien one. So first year we came in, he scolded us or reprimanded us. Hey, little Colombo, cannot talk Hokkien. Finally, a lot of our classes all from Penang, you know Piaway, you know Penang, the what, Chongling, Chongling, the most engineering student. So he got no choice, everybody, so he finally learned Hokkien. Then, because they don't like him, you know what, the two suggested, hey, Dio, come, yeah. Hey, teach him a lesson, let him blanja supper. I say, how? He said, we make sign. If I call Tong Chi, I put one like that. If I call Sok Chi, I put two like that. If I call Tong Chi, I put in the middle. If I want Tai Pai, I don't show. No, play. I say, cannot. They say, hey, you eat already. We already decided. I say, okay, you want to try, you try. So we try. You know what happened? The fellow come. Initially, we won't know. 3 hours, you won't know. But didn't kill him, no. He left with very little chill. That last round, he tied someone, no. Sweep everything, no. I say, you go and pakat, lah. No use, one. Show it to me. And the other one is the worst. Actually, I game, Liang Fan, you know why is Liang Fan? Two what? Liang Fan. Liang Fan is what? English what? Not two flower lah, the right flower lah, or the Tai Pai Pong or the say, Huan na, you got no Huan na. So 258, 560, 280, 560, yeah, because Chongke pay 560. So this guy that everybody don't like one he suddenly pay me with 2 1,000 one. And 800 small chip. So instead of 280, I get 2,080. Then I look at it, I say, Tai Lei Sei. The moment I say that, I want to sweep, say, inside told me what? You see, I say, after you see. The moment I want to sweep, I waited, then I say, okay, I find out. So I sweep it. After that, so until I pop guy with it. Cannot. That is greed. Although not detrimental. But it showed it to me. Then another incident. Now got condition, I tell you. I bought a new car. You know what happened? Three tires of the new car take turn to puncture. No? Got like that or not? We did 3 months. No? Means it's a blessing in disguise, understand? No? If you don't puncture, I travel long distance, puncture, happy, understand? No? Then I realize, come quite chair. Then I remember when I young, my mother's ang pao, you remember? My father gave her $12, he passed it to me, he passed to mom. Then I, very smart now. Wow, I take out $2, mother don't know. Still got 10 ringgit. That was the year I 29 ji kao mei, pok kai, lost everything. Otherwise, every year with $2 ang pao, I make a lot of money. At least 100 something, sometimes 200 something. Every new year. I'm very good at gambling. That year, sway until I tell you, you won't believe. All the card is ridiculous. Then I left it 30 cents. You know, play the center pool one. Everybody 10 cents, then biggest card win one. Okay? So I desperate already. I said, I want to aspire. At least 10 points, then can take off. The 10 point really come. You know what happened? Somebody three uncle. Again lost. Then after that I say, cannot now, must beat the three uncle, triple 10. The triple 10 came now. Huh, confidently think, my pool. Some funny guy, he opened up triple 3. Huh, got like that one. I said, no need to play. That's why that night I lost everything. With the extra 2 ringgit from my mother, 4 ringgit, I lost everything. Show it to you, no, understand? No? When you have the cultivation, it tell me what, no? Bo kao lu bo xiong xin, karma is like that one. How to translate English? You cannot disbelieve, understand? No? Your karma is like that.
No way to refute.
No, not worthwhile. It tells you not worthwhile to break the karma, not worthwhile to do all this. This is how it showed it to me, you know. I don't have to believe or don't believe, you know. When I was near, the thought very powerful, you know. Then I know, you know, I cannot simply even arise a pure vision. I told you the fire incident, you know. Because I want to meet that person, actually impossible. You know, it like override all the other conditions. It causes all the causes and conditions for it to happen. That guy, I supposed to like contact him because of some reason, and I haven't met him 3-4 years. There's no way I can connect. Well, I lost his contact. I was working that time. I got acquainted with him, then become good friend. Then what happened was, suddenly there is a fire in one of the projects I did with him. No? Just because I say I got a POV, if I can see him, will be good. Well, the company owned the resort in Pansy Island. No? And my colleague, they two family want to go. So I said, yeah, I know the owner's son, I said. I quite close to him, but I don't have his contact. I said, never mind, it will be good if you can connect. The next day, fire. Then he called me, after 3 over years. I said, you still got my phone number? He said, yeah, because you are so different, is it? He said, I actually appreciate and respected you, Then I said, why? He said, because you are so different. You are not like ordinary engineer, is it? You know what happened? After he saw me, after he saw how I conduct myself and how I actually execute all the project, he want to help me make money. He like hint to me. He said, my this company going for listing. Then now it is doing a lot of things. So when it's listed, buy. Understand? Well, that time IPO, very cheap, buy. Then listed, I didn't buy. Then he come and ask me, did you buy? I said, no. Oh, like that. Okay, why not like that? You help me to buy. He said, you help me to buy. I said, cannot, how can? He said, I give you confidence. I pay you the money, I buy my account. Is it? So I said, like that. Okay, I buy 10 lot. Then you know what happened. That stock from 50 cents, I think listed 70 or 80 cents, finally went up to 10 over ringgit. But I make some money, you want something I sell already. Understand? Yeah, I didn't get the hint. Actually, a lot of privatization. Oh, we think. He somehow hinted me that people from UK all buying already. I saw. I thought UK is foreign fund. When the fund buy means what? Yao liu dou la. But I don't know. So because of that, he remembered me. He liked me. And he know I'm an honest guy, sincere guy, and I can give a lot of ideas, suggestions to help people. Then the moment he called me, I said, hey, I was trying to contact you. How come you call me? You still have my number. He said, you don't know. The project we do, fire. He said, the university just called them. I said, okay, I go and have a look. He said, still burning now. Then I said, don't worry, because I in charge before. The university buy insurance for all the building. So you don't worry. They will have the insurance money claim there. You can just help them to build it back. Then after that, he remember what I say, that I want to go to a resort. He said, no problem. You come to my office. He gave me the number. He said, you look for my secretary. He will arrange everything. Yeah. And you know what happened? I told him, my friend, my family. He said, Mr. Teo, my boss say, for you and your family, free. Your friend, 50% discount. Wow, like that also got. Then I said, thank you so much. I said, thank you. I want to see him. So he waited for me. When you have the understanding, the parami, people can know you or not. Because these are successful people. Understand? They know what they are doing. How did I come to here?
Acceptance. Karma.
Oh, he show it to me.
Yes.
When your pure wish, that's why I dare not use after that. I dare not use my pure wish. Because that time I was transforming already. Everything, I just give it the thought, it happened or not. It override all other conditions and cause things to arise. You know what happened or not after that incident? I go and see a burning. Actually, one block of the lady's block burned. Then that time I already had to understand. Because that time after 1989, I left MU already. I went to the consultant there. Then it was the year, I think, 91 or 92 already. Then I contemplated, I said, if I had known that, again, if, no more reality, I would have not aspired. But too late already, I said, already. Then I contemplated, I replied, nothing to do with me. You know why I say that? Yeah, they had the karmic condition. It was 1 or 2 months before exam, Somebody used the heater, online one, to cook Maggie Mee, Then cash fire. So I saw the student all rushing out, getting all their whatever belonging. Then I say, it's meant to be. Your condition is such that this thing had to occur, understand? Because your nature override all things so that this thing must happen, then only he call me, otherwise he won't call me. After that, I add in something. I say, I will not make this pure wish again, unless it's for the good of the many. So whenever I do that, I say, unless it's for the good. Then I tested it again. You know, one day, I was in my office. I saw the sky all dark cloud everywhere. Then my SS2 there, Monday, Pasar Malam. Then I have this compassion. The Pasar Malam people, all the thing food ready. If this shower come down, their business is gone. Understand? So you know what I did? I make that pure wish. I say it is good for the many. May it not rain. Then I started driving back. Still waiting to fall. Everybody who see, sure rain. Very funny. Then I reach home, still didn't rain. Then you know what happened? I went to my altar, I pay respect, I meditate. Then I read it, it's pure wish. If it's for the good of the many, let this rain not fall, let it disperse. And you won't believe. You know what happened? The moment I sat there for 5 minutes, I came out, the whole sky clear, the cloud all gone. So I was full of joy. Then I went to Pasar. Wow, there was so much joy. I see them doing all those things. This thing happened. There is another one, lucky terror one. You ask my wife. We went back to Alastair, my brother's house there. My sister-in-law complained. No rain for so many days. Maybe weeks or months. Then he said, very hot. Then he said, mosquito a lot. Again, use the pure vision. If it's good for the many, may it give rise to causal inconvenience for rain to arise. Then may the mosquito don't come in when I'm here. I tell you, you won't believe. Immediately I make that, the weather was very good, sunny, suddenly thunder, calm. Then after that, rain, my sister-in-law so excited, aloha. Then that night, my sister-in-law also surprised. That 2-3 days I stayed there, no mosquito. He said the mosquito was so terrible, the way they actually attack you, very painful, very paddy field area. But please don't get me wrong, don't think I got psychic, I got nothing. All this is pure wish. When your mind is at that level, it can give rise to causes and going forth, but don't simply use, understand? And you cannot use a 4-digit social event, cannot? This type of thing not allowed, understand? So don't go and think, hey, Bratil can do like that one. But I didn't do anything. My father-in-law, mother-in-law, social welfare, first prize. You ask my wife. Just before we officially married. Registered already in June. Then August, I remember August 9th, strike social welfare, first prize. I also won't be one of them. So when we got married, I told my wife, you're not scared. I don't even have a room. Not to say house, just graduate. Where got house? Don't have. Room also don't have, haven't rent yet. You don't scared, sleep along the road. Can't find guy. Understand? But she very good. He said, I can trust you. You're very sincere. That's why, gong gong, jia ti gong. But actually, the cable very big. I already told her, your cable very big. Otherwise, cannot like that one. From nowhere, Alastair calls us how to meet. Understand? Middle of nowhere. The rest is history. So, another story. Otherwise, we won't finish. Okay, Anja, continue.
Second foundation, Vidana Nupassana, mindfulness of the feeling that arises upon contact of mind. A. Be aware of feeling. If feeling has been conditioned into pleasant and unpleasant feelings, then one has to be aware that it has become sensual desire and ill will, which are the first two of the five hindrances of mind, and it is also the first two evil roots of mind. With this awareness, we must arise the right effort to abandon the unwholesome thoughts that have arisen, followed by the right effort to prevent them from arising in the future. B. So, during the meditation, if we are not mindful of the uncomfortable tactile feeling that arises while lack of wisdom, then we will react to it and label it as painful or unpleasant feeling, which is the reason why your mind cannot be peaceful anymore, because pain is a mental hindrance. C. If we have this understanding, then we will be mindful of this feeling, wire our silent mind to investigate into it, to trace its origination factors so as to understand how the unreasoned hindrance of mind comes to be. The mind will come to understand that if there is no wrong view or self-delusion, then the steering of mind leading to the arising of mental hindrance of sensual desire or ill will will not happen. Then, via strengthening one's view to accept things as they are, one will be able to retrospectively reverse it, thereby understanding how the disappearance of the arisen hindrance comes to be via wisdom. Then, as this wisdom finally stabilizes, one will also come to understand how the non-arising of these hindrances in the future comes to be. This is the way to develop wisdom or insight via Vedana Nupassana and not via just noting pain, 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 to do away with the pain while resisting, suppression and control, etc. D. To go deeper into the investigation, we can also inquire as follows. Before this unpleasant feeling arises, there was none. Hence, the awareness of this feeling, transforming into mental hindrances, can bring about an understanding of how the arisen hindrance comes to be. How come I have this reaction of mine to those mental perceptions that I come to perceive via my seeing or hearing or thinking, thereby conditioning the feeling or sensation into mental hindrances of sensual desire or ill will? It is because of one's conditioning to reject unpleasant feeling, which is a negative craving, hence a wrong view born of habitual tendency. If you can be at peace with what you perceive via acceptance of what is, then there is no more wrong view. Then with this right view or right understanding, one can just let things be and then silence one's mind to relax into it. When you do not react or grasp or cling onto the sensation with aversion or wrong view, then what happens? The hindrance is no more. There. So the mind that accepts the reality of that sensation without reacting to it can be at peace with it. Hence, the mind can relax into it and the sensation will become normal and peaceful again. This lack of peace comes from your reaction of mind to try to do away with that unpleasant sensation that you had labeled via your wrong view. E. Meditation is to develop the wisdom to understand and then act with right view, following the Noble Eightfold Path, which is incapable of negativity, to resolve all issues amicably instead of reacting to them via delusion and wrong view, thereby creating more negativities in the process. So, the main purpose and intent of meditation is to realize the wisdom, to be at peace with any situation within the moment and not to label it as pain, etc. With no more aversion, then only can we accept the reality of the moment and to understand that it is because we do not know how to relax into it, causing the qi flow to be constricted, thereby causing that unpleasant sensation. This is what you should do. You don't have to resist, suppress and control it.
This advice is very important. So acceptance means what? You accept to right view, to understanding. That's why after that you still act. So meditation is to develop the wisdom to understand first. Then you act with right view. Following Noble Eightfold. Always remember, go back Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought. Right? Then ask yourself, what did the Buddha teach? Repentance. Understand now? It's actually the Buddha teach forgiveness. That time only ask for forgiveness from one. Triple gem. You remember? Kayena Vacca Cittena, and all those things. But what I did was through my own understanding from my past cultivation, I teach you to apply to daily thing. Understand? Then the Buddha also give by the power of merits for you to avoid all foolish and heedless, made out with the wise so that Nibbana can be realized. Understand? But what I actually taught you is ask for forgiveness from all beings based on the yellow card. From the distant past, you know. Of course, first one I also add triple gem, understand not? Then all the other thing that is not covered, understand above, so that it's complete. Then after that, what you do? You vow not to repeat all these past wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that you have committed from the distant past. You know. From now onward, you vow to follow the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, to good and pure. That is a cultivator's minimum requirement. You call yourself a Buddhist, disciple of the Buddha. basic advice of the Buddha also don't want to follow. Dhammapada verse 183. Then what type of disciple are you? Understand or not? What type of follower are you? Huh? What type of devotee are you? So wake up. At least the basic embodiment of his advice, his teaching, you must have in order to be worthy of the Buddha. Understand or not? When you have respect for him, when you have all this faith in him, you will go all out, understand or not? Otherwise, how can you call yourself a Buddhist, someone Dharma practitioner? Understand or not? Means what? Bohobin. Understand or not? The advice of the Buddha is so clear, like every session I reminded you, heedfulness, heedfulness, like what the Buddha is. Then you tong or moto, understand or not? Then hear in, hear out, understand or not? Instead of coming and going, rising, disappearing. The Dhamma also, in and out. Also, arising, passing away. Like that, die, understand or not? Arising, sutamaya panya, understand or not? Listen, awaken, understand or not? Then contemplate, reflect, inquire, awaken, understand or not? Not here, in, there, out, understand or not? You think everything like the phenomenal world, come and go, arising, passing away. When you are mindful, you can see phenomenal like that. But when it comes to Dhamma, please, don't like the phenomenal, come and go. Like that, you won't learn that. You must have the ability to actually listen and immediately know this is the one. Then the meaning going. And how to have this? Do your homework, understand? The vow, all this. So what is your aspiration, your vow? Life after life, whenever you choose to come or you have to come, you will have all this understanding. And then, you plant all this aditan by silanging your merits into the nature's law, understand not? Then your bohi mind planted, first stage of bohi ready there. Then, what are you waiting? This will activate. It will just arise. Then you will have the cause of, and it keep on coming. That's why cultivation, like I told you, you need to know, nature let you know, like before the awakening happened, the karma keep on showing me, understand? Then the mind become like that at that time, the pure wish, very powerful, show it to you, and no need to believe anybody, it really can happen, because you remember the example I give you, you're ordinary citizen, you have control over what? Maybe you hate all the family. Within your family, you can say something or decide. But sad to say, Chi Wei told me recently, he cannot decide a lot of things already by now. But don't worry, that one is different. Because they actually, out of concern for him, they got difference of opinion and all things. But don't worry. What is important is, let's say, you are not an ordinary citizen. You are penghulu. You can say something in your village, correct or not? Then let's say you are the Menteri Besar. The state, you got power, although you have to answer the exco and all those things. But if let's say you are a minister, you have more power within the ministry. Then you are the Prime Minister, like Anwar, PM10. He got power over decision for Malaysia, isn't it? Then Biden, he got more power, isn't it? He can cause things to arise, isn't it? He want to attack Ukraine, attack Russia, attack, understand? Or Russia attack Ukraine, support Ukraine. He can do a lot of nonsense, understand? He can create havoc all over, understand? Well, he has power. He can cause things to arise, understand? Middle East, he want to help this side. Which side die? Understand? No, the other side die. Understand? So, well, he has this power. So what I'm trying to tell you is, when you are in that position of authority, you can cause things to arise. Understand? So when your cultivation reach that level of cultivation, your pure wish become very potent. Understand? It can cause things to arise. That's why that fire arise. Understand? And I witness a lot. But please, only that face. don't come and see me, Abraham, you help me like that. No such thing. Because during that phase, it showed it to me. That's all. But sometimes when there is condition, this one still very potent. When I help Vayamita who has the cause, that's why I can know. When they tell me about the problem, when I invoke power, merits and all things, my nature can sense on. There was one case, I think Sui An, Mi Feng was admitted. They called me, contact me. Then after that, immediately after that, I felt something. I told Sui An, she will be okay. Then the next morning, discharge, recall. So a lot of these things, then like Chi Wei's case also same. Then he called me, I said I will do my part. Then I know, nothing will happen. Then the son really recovered. Then the wife also recovered. Because I invoke power of merit of what they do towards my nature. Understand? That one very potent, very powerful. So there must be cause, like Sui An Mi Feng, they help me so much, they do so. And they are so like full of faith and generosity. So every time he arranged a lot of things, Macau, sometimes he take me to KL, visit the mother that time, the one, Chi Chong Kai, or what? They eat what? Chi Hong Fan, and many other. Then sometimes, somehow, very close, understand? I remember earlier on, I used to go Subang Thursday class. Before that, we got dinner, all those things. Then Sui An will arrange all those things. Then Pama Suri also Blanja. So this is what affinity is, understand? When there is causes and conditions. So anything were to happen to them if they need help, then I just invoke power merits, understand? By the power of a wholesome and merit that they have done out to this nature of mine, may arise the causes and conditions for them to recover to whatever condition, understand? So all these are possible. Like Pama Suri, the doctor had an operation in China, lockdown, cannot go over. Understand? So when they came and see me, she and Bertil, I saw her face, worry. You are their daughter, very close. Then I said, don't worry. I will do my part. Then I said, you have to develop the understanding. You do what you have to do. You panic, fly there also no use. So finally they decide, didn't fly there. Then everything went on smoothly. The professor helped. Then everything clear. Then full of joy. While they were doing the operation, where they are so close to the doctor, they actually give them the feedback, the video, everything. Then she shared with me. That's why there is joy. Yeah? Successful, the operation is so. I just evoke our memories of what they have done. Last night, spiritual thrill, a lot of things. But must reorganize, retreat. Then Brother Teo also help a lot. All the spiritual trip, your website video, and the book, every trip, he will compile into a very nicely categorized with the photo or with the writing, or so that you can know where you go, what we all do. Very beautiful. You come to my house, I show you a lot of this book. And Brother Teo spend a lot of time. Then gathering of Kayamita, the song, everything, that time. Every year, you know, they come out with video, you know, because the faith and all those things. Then there was one, biography or what? Not really biography. The story of me, how I become the Dharma friend and conduct all this. So they want to know. So they asked me for the old photo, and they really produce a video. Very good. You go to the website, it's all there. Understand? So all these are the causes and conditions. Don't think I can do magic. Everything also come and see me. Please, don't. The best is, don't have to see me. That is the best. Understand? Then don't simply go and recommend. Forget about it. Okay? Just let things be. If there is causes and conditions, it will manifest. Otherwise, just let things be. Okay? Continue.
Number 3, third foundation, citta nupassana. Like feeling, here we go deep into the content of consciousness to be aware of its evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion and various states of consciousness, etc. When the content of consciousness has greed, one must be aware. to deal with it as above so as to develop the wisdom to free the mind. Fourth foundation, Dhammanupassana, its first category of cultivation is A. Mindfulness of the five hindrances of mind, followed by B. Mindfulness of the five aggregates of form and mind. Then C. Mindfulness of the six internal sense spaces and the six external sense spaces. The 18 sense rhymes to trace its original factors and then retrospectively...
Origination factors.
Yeah. Origination factors and then retrospectively reverse them via wisdom. Then D. Mindfulness of the seven factors of enlightenment followed by the final cultivation of E. Mindfulness of the four noble truths to realize the enlightenment in the here and the now. Once enlightened, there is no more delusion, so one will never be deluded by the five aggregates of form and mind anymore. One doesn't have to suffer anymore. One will know how to use the karmically conditioned form and mind to truly live the noble life wonderfully and meaningfully, following the noble eightfold path, thereby becoming a blessing to all. This is the reason why the Heart Sutra said, "True happiness, emptiness is wonderful existence." Part 3 Meditation 3.1 Understanding what mindfulness or sati is very important. Sati is before the knowing, just an awareness within the moment without thought, i.e. phenomena and mind as one without thought. Like anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath, like anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath. Just feel the breathing and then mind and breath move as one in complete synchrony without thought following the Buddha's instruction. Breathing in, one is aware, and breathing out, one is aware, etc. A calm and peaceful mind is only a byproduct of a well-trained mind, but the main purpose and intent of the Buddha's meditation is not about becoming peaceful and calm only, but to develop the wisdom to be at peace with all situations. Otherwise, one will be trapped with a mind that is attached to the calm and peaceful meditation as the good meditation, and when your meditation is not peaceful and calm, then you are afflicted and you label it as bad meditation. Hence, your sensual desire and ill will, which are hindrance of mind, are still there. Like the saying goes, any sense experience, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, is a prelude to suffering or dukkha.
This one, remember. Any sense experience, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, is a prelude to suffering. You understand this statement now, or dukkha? Do you understand this statement?
Yeah.
Why? Because they have the universal characteristic of change, understand? This moment, beautiful, go your way. Next moment, another reality may hit, understand? So you attach to pleasant, reject unpleasant, you sure kena one in between, understand? That's why it's a prelude to suffering. All of your success, all of your joy, if you're not careful, you will attach, you will cling. Then something happened, then you lost your faith, you lost your reputation, crisis come, all of your wealth that you have accumulated all wiped off. What happened? Because you cling on to the success, the pleasant, and all the good things. Then you're full of joy. But first reality, the first noble truth reality, he don't care whether you are enlightened being, you are saint, or you are a nobody. Karma come, like live wire, it executes straight away, understand? Nature's law. So when you understand that, the reality is, things are always in a state of flux. Can happen. Anyhow, anyway, you don't take care of karma, even if you take care, impossible for you to have perfect one. Why? The Buddha in his last birth also, he cannot pay back a few things, Chincha incident and all those things. The Samasambuddha also got no, which means in the distant past, over eons and eons of birth and death, you can never know that you have the perfect karma. Understand not? That's why I say don't try to be a hero. You know, last time I shared with you before, or present to you, your nature like that. You don't worry like your car, no need to lock us. Then I say you might as well on the engine and put the key there. Really, out of love and compassion, so that people don't do this, but they don't know who am I. And you gullibly say, wow, my nature, don't be foolish. Don't be a hero. That's why I told you the Shenhua story. You wear the gold, I wear tick-tick. Understand? I don't want to be a hero. Three scantily dressed shirt, like that, three layer and winter, sub-zero, Xinjiang, also like that. I go Xinjiang, Yasui, and I also take all my warm clothing. Where I got such a suit, luckily Sui and Ben passed me and my wife that, what, goat's fear?
No, goose feather.
Goose feather?
Down jacket.
Oh, very warm, you know, that one. Everybody come down bus, cold, everywhere cold. Then, me and my wife wear that one. Wait, I don't feel cold. Kevin, walk around and you really enjoy it. Then somebody saw us, very cold. He said, wow, 情人装, we are same color, husband and wife. Exactly the same. Color everything, 情人装. Then she's so cold. He saw her, wow, you're not cold. Not cold. So, this is what you have to understand. Don't try to be a hero. Wow, I got dharma, no. I cannot suffer already. No. How harsh also I can endure. You go and endure. Good food cannot eat. Craving. Pass to me. I eat. Understand? Don't be gullible and do like that. But there are conditions. When there is condition, then you will do one. No problem. Because situation is I have to endure, I endure before. Very serious. I remember there was one tree I went to Bellwood Farm. Achayantra there. You know, Chi Wei will know, Australian weather, winter all that time. And that area, Melbourne, very cold. So Bellwood Farm is outskirt, 500 kilometers away from Sydney. It's a farmland. You know, morning can be -6 degrees or not. So that time Ramanda was there. He's very good. My family all stay in the kitchen with the heater and all things. Then he got a caravan, a cabin. Of course, there's some blanket or something there. Then he invited me to stay with him. Only he and me. So I stayed there. That time I already have the Dhamma. I fully aware. Then you know, I have 3:45 or that. I heard some sound outside. There's a fireplace around. There are a few people meditate there. Then Ramanda also, I aware, I know he already, he also go there and meditate. So for me, okay lah. I also go out lah. So I actually no need to like wash my face. But that time I fully aware until I wake up, like I told you. My hair also not disturbed one. So I no need to clean up. I just dress. Then I go out. No warm clothing, nothing. So cold, but got fireplace around there. So we all sat, everybody sat, so I endure everything. Really, when I'm in mindfulness, I don't feel the cold. But the moment I move, the cold, the chill will come. But I can endure that time. But that time I'm very young, 30 years old. Then you know what happened? There's a Dhamma talk. Every time, Prachana, my teacher, when he meditated, the dog will be underneath his kuti, his caravan there. Then everybody in the Bellwood Farm know this Dhamma dog. You know what happened when we were sitting there? That dog came, he went to Ramananda there. And said, wag the tail and all those things. Then after that, for no reason, he came to me. He came to me also, like full of joy. I can say, well, I already did metta. And I said, that time I met our very powerful. Then Raman just saw, he smiled, then he also sadhu well. Then the dog went back. A lot of things happened during that katina. So these are nature's phenomena. When there is condition, it will manifest. Okay? Where was I? How come I come to all this?
The second last sentence, any sense experience? whether it is.
Oh, prelude to suffering. Yeah, yes. So be careful about this statement. Understand it. Any sense experience, whether pleasant or unpleasant, you remember? Vedana Nupassana? Huh? When feeling arise, mindful. When it has become pleasant or unpleasant feeling, also mindful. Means what? Ah, the mind stir already, you attach already and now. Pleasant means what? Sensual?
Desire.
The other one? Ill will. First two, mental? Sure, suffering one. Mental hindrance zone. Cannot enter the meditative state or inner peace, inner awareness or and stillness or how not to suffer. Understand now? Without sati. You cannot understand. So it's a prelude to suffering or dukkha. So even very fantastic or so-called good meditative experience, including the experiencing of jhana, seeing or nimitta, etc., are just conditioned arising mind state within meditation. And unless one can develop wisdom out of it to free the mind, then they are not much use. Understand now? So don't attach, don't cling. So this message is very much, it will protect you as a cultivator. Okay? Good. Manyan, continue.
3.2. I follow your instruction. Just be aware and no more nothing. Is this correct?
From that question, yeah. You know. The question is, I follow your instruction. No, see, quote me, you know, I follow your instruction. No. Just be aware. No. But when you don't have the awareness, you think you can be aware. And no more what?
Nothing.
He thought no more nothing, with the thought going on, is what I instruct. No. No more nothing means what? Don't create thought, understand? But he up there, heedless thinking, verbalize, you think you follow me. Understand not? When he asked this question, I know, is this correct? You want what? Answer. Right and wrong. Understand not? You want to make sure what you do is the correct method and technique. Understand? Cannot. Now you read the answer.
Question 1. Brother Dio, during the meditation, when I hear the birds very loud and excited chirping, I follow your instruction. Just be aware and no more noting. Is it correct? Bradio's answer. It is very dangerous to do that because when you quote me and follow...
Remember, don't quote me. You know why.
When you quote me and follow what I say via your own interpretation of it, without proper investigation to develop your own understanding, then you become gullible. The reason being, when you are fully aware and without thought, the listening is very different. Because it is with a silent mind in full creative awareness and attentiveness. Only then can you truly awaken while clearly witnessing the conditioned arising nature of the hearing consciousness within your meditation. This is not just a concept or a theory, but truly realizing it during meditation. So that is why I always say, don't quote me, but just cultivate to investigate and find out for yourself whether what I have said to you is the truth or not. Don't just believe me and be gullible, okay? Nevertheless, this is a good question because if you don't ask, I cannot point out your mistake and explain further.
Okay. Stop for a while. You remember, Han, when she was reporting? I said, forget about all those things. I said, because this is the answer, I said, no. When you are not with the awareness and sati, you quote me, you think you hear people report, say, then you say, in that peace and calm, you can hear this, you can. That is not the real. The real one is the awareness, direct hearing, understand? No? Nothing to do with the thought process. But because you don't understand, that's why you like curious, excited, want to know whether it's correct or not. And then you report. There are other people report also. You think is similar. They are different, but they have the awareness inside. Then when they are able to perceive all these things, the awareness like your sister, Po Cheng, came out, it's because she really has the awareness. And that's why I say, sadhu, understand? No? It's something that manifests out of the causes and conditions that arise for her to develop the understanding. then it will continue to manifest. But for her case, because when she described and know the stability of my will, because anapanasati do a deep record, suddenly the thought comes fear. How can? Understand now? Means not stable yet. You don't know what that sati is. So pardon me, don't mind. You don't mind I make that suggestion to you, huh? Okay, thank you. continue.
When you meditate, you just relax your body and mind and maintain the silent inner awareness to be watchful of what is going on within one's form and mind, how one reacts to sense experiences, and get conditioned into the various mind states to become afflicted via one's heedfulness and wrong
heedlessness.
Heedlessness and wrong view, and how one functions as a human being, and how we become what we are, how our mind, thoughts, feelings, and emotions arise and pass away following the 12 links or law of dependent origination. Awareness or sati is the silent mind before the knowing, and it is just awareness and without thought, i.e. mind and phenomena as one in perfect harmony and synchrony to move and follow and flow with life. But due to ignorance and delusion, the mind cannot become heedful or mindful because it thinks a lot and becomes very heedless via its habitual tendencies. Through ignorance, the mind keeps on reacting to sense experiences to arise the likes and dislikes, fear, worry and anxieties and restlessness, doubt, etc. throughout the day. These are the five hindrances of mind that hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and calmness. Such continuous heedless thinking with the five mental hindrances will become so habitual, and this is the reason why most living beings think a lot and they find it so difficult to meditate. The moment they close their eyes, there are so many thoughts. So the first thing to do in meditation is to develop the opposite five spiritual faculties of sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya via your daily devotional puja to counter the hindrances, thereby reversing all the heedless thinking so as to become more peaceful and calm. Another skillful means is to do the mind sweeping method, to just feel and relax the body and mind without thinking, so as to decondition your habitual heedless thinking. It will also train your mind to be at the location you want it to be. This is followed by anapanasati of mindfulness of the in and out breath, so as to develop appamada or heedfulness of mind. When the mind is trained and heedful, it listens to you. You want it to be silent, calm and peaceful, it will just do that. If you want it to be aware at the moment of feeling, perception, activities of mind and consciousness, it will just do that. Just such a mind can meditate and understand what is going on. You want it to think, then only it thinks. Otherwise, it is silent, relaxed and just aware within. The mind becomes like your obedient and faithful servant, and it is always at your command to do what you instruct it to do, especially to live and experience all of the beauty and wonders of life and live life to the fullest and meaningfully. If the user of thoughts is wise, then thoughts become beautiful, right and wholesome thoughts. Otherwise, if the user of thoughts is evil and heedless, then thoughts become evil, i.e. wrong thoughts that constantly condition one's evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, leading to all the suffering and miseries. This is the reason why the Noble Eightfold Path is about right thoughts only. The cultivation of the five spiritual faculties is very important because it can help you overcome the five hindrances of mind: sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt, thereby enabling you to understand easily the Buddha Dharma and meditation as taught by the Buddha. Radiating love and metta while reciting, may this body and mind of mine be well and happy always, also helps complement the cultivation because it will bring about a calm and composed mind with a lot of inner well-being and happiness, and these positive mind states of good vibration will help improve and strengthen your immune system. When the mind has a lot of well-being, joy and metta, it can become calm and composed because it is without the heedless thinking and hindrances of mind. Hence, it can be helpful to develop the meditation, especially after a stressful day. If one can meditate to bring about inner peace, inner well-being and inner clarity of mind to develop the wisdom, then one can be in a state of constant relaxed inner awareness with a lot of inner peace and joy of it. 3.3. Meditation involves two important steps. The first step is to train the mind to be heedful or ever mindful via deconditioning one's habitual heedless thinking. Then the second step is to use that trained or heedful mind to meditate via cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path, especially the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. It is also very important to understand what sati is. Also to understand that vipassana is not a knowledge that you can practice or learn via thought-based meditation, because it is an insight or wisdom that has to be awakened to via the direct seeing without thought. And wisdom is not a rigid knowledge that can be learned or practiced, because it is an understanding which is not rigid. This is the reason why the Buddha always says, "He only showed us the way, but we must walk the path ourselves to awaken to it." V stands for the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, and passana is to insight into. So the meaning of vipassana is to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, thus awakening to this truth.
Okay, so now you understand why I say vipassana you cannot learn and cannot be practiced. Because what is vipassana? There are two words. Vi stands for the characteristic of nature. Passana is to insight into one another. How can you insight into? You need a direct seeing, isn't it? You need a stable awareness, isn't it? So whatever in the name of meditation that you do that can lead to this transformation is vipassana. So vipassana is not a method or a technique, understand? Because if we cannot develop the ability to insight into the three universal characteristics, means what? You don't have the awareness nature within. You don't have this pure awareness that is stable for you to have the ability to insight into phenomena and to awaken. So vipassana is not a practice. You cannot practice awareness on. You understand? Who practice awareness? The thought try to be aware. So when the thought is active, are you still aware? Hey, are you still aware? When the thought is active. So who practice? The thought practice. So how can you practice vipassana? You have to silence your mind, develop the stability of sati, mindfulness. Then through that daily mindful stability of sati, one day it will insight. Or when it's ready, it will trigger off the understanding. That's why it can see things as they are. It can insight into phenomena and awaken. That's why it's not a practice, it's not a thought-based thing. It's not a knowledge where you read, then you awaken. Not like that, understand not? Those hearing the truth awaken, where in the past they have cultivated before, understand not? And they also have the causes and conditions where at that time they have developed the mindfulness, where they were with the Buddha for so long, understand not? So that 45 years, in fact, most of them know what that thing is, but it is not described and not passed down. Well, people take for granted, where at that time everybody know what sati is. That's why that time a lot of enlightened being, a lot of Arya, even Arahant. But over the years, after the Buddha's passing away, how come less and less, less and less, less and less? It's because what has been passed down is different already. You understand? Like scientific progress. When scientists continue to have breakthrough, we progress so fast in the last 2-3 decades. True or not? Because there is breakthrough, understand? people realize the truth, then they are theory Nobel Prize winner. That's why all this trigger of the advancement. That's why the scientists progress very fast. If there is no breakthrough, like in the 30s, 40s, Second World War time, a lot of things not discovered, understand? No? So likewise, Dhamma also said, if the authentic teaching of the Buddha still around, that's why during the Buddha's time, a lot of enlightened ones, and even Arahant also a lot. But how come over the year less and less, less and less? It's very obvious that it means what has been taught and learned already no longer the authentic, potent teaching. Then we can also come to the conclusion, yeah, I give you a message, at that time, no writing, understand now? They only commit to memory through chanting. So if I give you a message, you don't retain it through chanting, then what happened? I ask you to pass to the next one, next one. By the time you reach the fifth one, the message all differently, understand now? And that is just a message, you know. What if the message need understanding to cultivate, to interpret? Lagi kaulat, understand now? Then as it passed down, the first generation disciple may be still very good, because like you all, near to me, we share, okay? So your generation, all this understanding, even if you cannot get 100%, 20%, 30% good enough, understand? But if you only 20%, how much can you pass down to the next generation? Maybe 10% or less, understand? Then, after that, your next generation is the next generation. Habis lah, understand lah? Like last time, the Kung Fu one was, the master learned, the student developed, the master keep two step or one step. Then, your turn, you also keep one step or two step. By the time you reach the Tou Sun Tou Zat, let me how many steps. And some, you don't want your Tou Tai Ta Si Fu, they're not teach. That's why a lot of this type of thing, understand? So, based on this understanding, you will know how the teaching become different. There's no writing at that time. Don't have video recording. Don't have like that. If you have recording, I speak, then the explanation like that. Where you got writing? So this teaching will continue to go down, understand? Yeah, whoever have the logical mind read, if he has the faith and the sati, he will understand this is a gem. This is what is happening, like what you can see. Understand? Then this one will disappear. But during the Buddha time, no writing, no recording, no video. You had to be near him to listen to what he say. You think so easy? Can catch? I throw ball also sometimes you miss, understand? So not easy, understand? During the Buddha's time. But at least the chanting part is there. So the authentic words of the Buddha are there. The Pali words and all. See. So because of that, those who understand, they read the Pali word, really beautiful, stand out. That's why I understand the meaning of the Pali words. Sankara, I dare to tell you, everything your mind can do is Sankara. But the others, what they tell you? Sankara got 52. That's all. Then they also don't know feeling and perception as a part of Sankara. But they cannot describe. They had to go to Abhidhamma to see all those things. It's just like, have you been to Twin Tower? Haven't. Yeah? The KLCC one. You know the theory they know is, I know lah. He read before. Twin Tower, 88 story tall. There's a link bridge in KL Surya. You think it's very good, isn't it? Well, dear you are. He can rattle out. But you ask him, you've been there, not? He dare not tell you. Why you ask me? Well, I ask you, you've been there or not, you will know how you go there. Yeah? If somebody been there, but he don't know the theory, he don't know Twin Tower 88 story, but he been there. At least that guy been there, no? So he reached there, you ask him, how you go there? Oh, I took a bus, or I take a taxi. Drop me at KL Surya, the big signboard there. Then I go in, inside got what store? This one, they can describe, but they have been there, they realize it. Understand? But the one theory one, you ask him, KLCC inside there how? Don't know. LRT can reach. The front how? The restaurant what? Which floor what? You don't know. Understand how? So theory, no use. Sankara 52. Then all the English word. Mental intention also sankara. Mental formation also sankara. Mental activity also sankara. What are they? Cannot understand. They repeat, understand? Like parrot. So problem with understanding the teaching is because it has been passed down as knowledge, understand not? You only remember the words. But what the Buddha meant, you cannot explain, you cannot interpret. But those who awaken, they read. Beautiful. Sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe sankhara dukkha. Really understand not? The universal character, they really insight into it, they awaken. The word all become beautiful. Understand not? That's why the four foundation of mind, I can link all the teaching together using Theravada to explain Mahayana. Where got problem? Understand not? They say they got eight type of consciousness, but our five aggregate is everything there. No different. Understand? When you understand, you understand. When you don't understand, it becomes theory. Then it becomes scholar type of teaching. Okay? Manyan, continue.
32nd Heart Sutra class, part 2, Heart Sutra lesson 32, 2.1. The 18 sense realms consist of three sets of sixes. First set of six refers to the six internal sense bases or organs, five physical and one mental. Second six of six refers to the six external sense bases or sense data. And the third set of six refers to their six respective sense door consciousness. Understanding these 18 views or 18 sense realms can lead to the understanding of how you know the world and how you interact with the world plus how you function as a human being, leading to the understanding of who are you and what are you. It is important for us to understand what Sankhara is. Sankhara is the content of consciousness or everything that your mind can do, including the aggregates of feeling and perception. It includes all of your mental movements or activities like mental states, intention, planning and scheming, formations, conditioned views and opinions, etc. The consciousness aggregate is the pure receptacle. Consciousness and its content becomes the thought, which is the five mental aggregates of form and mind that the Buddha referred to under his final summary of the first noble truth of dukkha, in which the Buddha said, in short, it is due to one's self-delusion, sakkayaditti, that conditions one's craving and clinging to grasp onto these five aggregates of form and mind that he called dukkha. This is due to self-delusion. Living beings tend to attach, cling to their physical form, mental feeling, external forms that they come to perceive with every movement of consciousness, their mental thinking and mental consciousness, taking them to be real and calling them the I and the me and the mind, leading to all the suffering. Take for example, when one perceives their loved ones, good friends, colleagues or pets, or various prized possessions like their property, money and wealth, etc., and grasps onto them, then what happens? The fear of separation or losing them can arise if we don't have the wisdom and deludedly perceive them as really belonging to us. Once you attach and grasp to them, you can be afflicted and you will become very fragile and vulnerable. It is due to delusion that conditions you to grasp and cling onto them because you fail to see their impermanence, suffering and anatta or non-self nature. All sense experiences and phenomena, no matter how alluring, are a prelude to suffering because they are of the nature to arise and pass away or cease. So they were separate from you. Without wisdom developed via heedfulness, one will not be able to accept this reality. One must train one's mind to be heedful or ever mindful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path and the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, leading to the enlightenment via realization of the Four Noble Truths.
So this explanation is very important, understand not? Otherwise, you cannot handle life. you must contemplate and reflect on the fifth reality of the First Noble Truth explained by the Buddha. Separation is a reality, understand? Because it's dependent originating, condition arising, cause of all. When causes and conditions are there, they arise like it belongs to you, understand? When causes and conditions are no more, you cease to own, understand? You remember the Iraq-Kuwait war? After Iraq attacked Kuwait overnight, take over, the central bank also gone. Then the Kuwaiti, the government all lost everything. Understand not? But before they attack, they still own no. Understand not? So that wealth, that possession, just because of incident in war, gone. So when your breath stops also you cannot own anything. Your identity erased. So separation is a reality. Either your breath stop, your identity erased, it will separate. Or when things don't go your way, like relationship failure, disagreement, and now want to divorce, separation. Then accident, death occur, also separation, understand not? You cannot say, why God so unfair, why so... You didn't contemplate the reality, thank you, the reality of separation and so on. When you contemplate, then you can understand. Then when during crisis time, like COVID-19, people can just die, understand? No? Then during crisis, economic crisis, or world crisis, war and all those things, the stock market can crash, it can wipe off the investor, understand? No? And a lot of people's wealth, if they hold certain instrument that suddenly become like overnight cepat kaya money, money game. So you're gone, like the crypto one, Ben Fragment, FTX. Sam Fragment, sorry.
I hear you, Ben.
Ben was his friend. Sam, sorry, thank you for correcting. He overnight kena caught now. Because the whole thing actually came to the open. There's a lot of funny thing inside there. Now the girlfriend testify against him for all the funny thing he do. And that one is so much money, you know, don't know how many hundred billions of USD, you know. The asset and all those things. So you happen to keep your money in crypto and put in that exchange, overnight hangout so. Understand? You know what is hangout so? Burn, understand?
Charcoal.
Chawita. Become like juhu. And they suck you also, cha juhu. So all this can happen as well. Your job gone, understand? Overnight. Because the company say they either give you a VSS or they cannot pay a wind up already. So a lot of this separation is a reality. So when you contemplate, then when it happens, how can you confront it? First is acceptance, as we say. Then act. Don't accept, then do something else. And it won't solve your problem. That's why she was trying to like understand that at that time he like Bo Song, understand not? Why like that? But later on when he perceived it with wholesomeness, like the uniqueness of not 10 perfect finger, maybe 9 plus 1, then she will, this is positive contemplation. But not the real Dhamma way to resolve it, but at least make her feel better. You're no longer trapped in the negativity of mind state. Well, when you cannot accept that my negativity or mindset is a reaction, then when you perceive it with wholesomeness, then you use your logical thinking, your reasoning, then you feel better, understand? Then that one like free you, but temporary, understand? Not applicable for all things, understand? When something very traumatic, you apply that one as a unique. But when that thing is like, example, cancer, all those things, unique, you cannot cancer. Understand? No? So it cannot apply everything. But when you have the Dhamma, follow Noble Eightfold Path, right view, law of karma, accept, then do what you have to do. Ah, that one, tangible. Then, based on that understanding, you invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to recover to good health. Even disease, separation, or whatever, it can turn around. Understand? No? Because there is understanding. When you accept no more negativity, no more reaction, then you do what you have to do. Need to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness, then repent. Then after that, vow not to repeat all this by following the advice of the Buddha means cultivating. As you already cultivate, means the merit is there. Then the third step is invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to recover. That's all. So maybe for the finger one, ask for forgiveness and vow not to repeat it, finish. Because the doctor take care of the recovery, understand? No? You no need to aditan, the spiritual wealth, no need to silang inside there, understand? No? So when there is cure, when there is possibility of the worldly condition to recover, then no need, understand? Like car accident, send to repair lah, claim insurance lah, get angry for what? Understand? Then after that, if it's no longer suitable, that car, want to change car lah, you have the mean. But if still good, why not? Use it back. So these are the understanding. Okay? Continue. Maya.
2.2. The fourth foundation of mindfulness, third category of cultivation, mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases is related to the 18 sense realms and the 12 links or dependent origination and the fire sermon cultivation. In the fire sermon, the Buddha taught how can one achieve liberation from suffering through detachment from the five senses and mind consciousness. In this discourse, the Buddha described the sense bases and resultant mental consciousness of phenomena as burning with passion, aversion, delusion, and suffering. Seeing such, a noble disciple becomes weary, disenchanted with his passion and thus liberated from the sense bases, thereby achieving arahantship. This is described in more details below. Thus have I heard, on one occasion, the Blessed One was living at Gaya. At Gaya Sisa, accompanied by 1,000 bhikkhus, the Buddha proclaimed, "Bhikkhus, all things are burning. Sabbam bhikkhavi aditam. What, bhikkhus, are these things burning? The eye, bhikkhus, is burning. Visual forms are burning. Visual forms, sense data received by the eyes are burning. Eye or seeing consciousness is burning. Eye contact is burning. Also, whatsoever feeling felt as pleasant or unpleasant, painful or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, painful, that arises with eye contact, that too is burning. With what are they burning? Burning with the fire of lust, passion, loba."
So lust is greed, huh? Lust is greed. Also passion, so the Pali word is loba. Then continue.
With the fire of hate, dosa, and with the fire of delusion, moha. I say it is burning with birth, aging, and death, with sorrow, with lamentation, with pain, with grief, with despair. The year bhikkhus is burning.
So he repeat all these senses. So do you realize the first example the Buddha gave, the eye is burning. Why did he start there? Because seeing consciousness, understand now. If you attach cling and grasp, you suffer. That's why it's burning to the enlightened one that has the understanding. The eye is burning, understand now. Then, after that, you perceive through what? Eye consciousness, isn't it? Seeing consciousness, isn't it? The perception, yeah. So, the next Paticca Samuppada is what? The eye, bhikkhu, is burning. Then external sense data, form are burning, understand? No? Visual form or sense data received by the eye are burning. Then after that, upon contact, Ah, seeing consciously burning means when you are mindful, you see all this, understand or not? Because they are the one that cause you suffering when you deludedly grasp. But when you see, oh, excited like mad, understand or not? The phenomenal world, like seeing a cinema show, understand? Wow, here excitement, there excitement. But didn't kena burn, understand? Kena burn that time, where is the excitement? You cry, yeah? On the film show, not you, understand? All the violent show, if you inside there kena shoot, you think you can laugh. You think you can see the excitement. Wow, that director, that producer, very cool. Understand? But if you inside there, you realize, you can say that or not. I tell you, you run for your life and you're miserable like that. That's why he said, where you have mindfulness, wisdom, the paticca-samuppada work, all of your senses is the same. The eye is burning, the ear is burning, the nose is burning, the tongue. Whatever you attach and cling is a prelude to suffering. Understand or not? That's why here, the paticca-samuppada, he starts to explain this, seeing consciousness is burning. That eye contact is building, burning. That's why I told you, you can be at the moment of contact, at the moment of consciousness. So all this, when you are mindful, you can be there. Then after that, also whatever feeling that arise, whether you felt it as pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling that arise, the eye contact, that too is building, burning. Why? Because this is your reaction and stirring of mind already. Understand? Your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then sometimes doesn't affect you, neutral feeling. Understand? You not bothered. It doesn't affect you. The example is I given you before. Let's say your neighbor bought a new car. Then excitement, everything. Then suddenly the wife decide to take it for a drive. Reverse, open the auto gate, bam, bang, accident. Or go out, bang, accident. Then what happened? The husband heard the loud sound, go out. What the hell happened? Oh, understand? When buy new car, happy, understand? When accident that time? But you are the neighbor, no? You see, what happened? You laugh, no? Then you go and tell your wife, hey, neighbor, sway, lah. That is neutral feeling, isn't it? Yeah, he don't feel pleasant, but he excited. No? So that part is delusion. Sister, someone chill. But weakness, good. So sometimes you are the victim, you cannot laugh. No? Neighbor can laugh. No? That's why neutral feeling. Neither pleasant or unpleasant, but excited. Understand? No? You have got story to tell the wife. Understand? No? So this is real life example. Then what happened after that? What did the Buddha say? What are they burning? This is to remind the monk. Well, they know greed, hatred and delusion are evil root. Root of all evil. So what is greed? Attachment, craving, possessiveness, passion, everything. So when you have this, what happened? You will cling, you will grasp onto what you see, understand now. That's why it's burning. It's a prelude to suffering. Understand now? Then, if you don't like, unpleasant feeling means aversion, dislike. Understand now? Or delusion, fear, worry, anxiety. Understand now? So all these are burning. Burning with what? He said, greed, hatred, and delusion. Lobha, dosa, and moha. So, lobha, greed, I already explained. Your attachment, your craving, your possessiveness, your selfishness, whatever. Then hatred is your envy, your jealousy, your dislike, your negative emotion. Then moha is your delusion, your fear, your egoic conditioning, attachment, craving. So because of moha, greed and hatred arise. So all this, I say, it is burning with birth, old age, sickness and death, with sorrow, lamentation, with pain, with grief, and with despair. Why? Because this is a whole mess of suffering. Human being, when you attach, all this will arise, understand? So although the cause is burning with the three evils of greed, hatred and delusion, but the final outcome of the thing that really torment you and burn you is because of these three evil roots, it conditions negativity of karma, then you suffer. And when you suffer, you go through what? That's why the reality of the first noble truth. The moment there is birth, there is old age, sickness and death. Understand now? Then, when separation occurs, sorrowful, with lamentation and pain, understand? And grief, with despair. All these are the first noble truth reality. Just how you chant, isn't it? Birth is dukkha, understand? Aging is dukkha. Then, disease and sickness is dukkha. Death is dukkha. Then, sorrow, lamentation, despair is dukkha. All these are the outcome and consequence of it. So when you see this, he repeat for the other senses. No? I skip a bit, otherwise wasting a lot of time. So you go to next page, 161. So he said, with what is it burning? All this he already finished. Then bhikkhu, when a noble disciple, means what? Arya, understand? Enlightened disciple of the Buddha, who has heard this truth and clearly see things thus or as they are, what happened to them? He become wary of eye, wary of visual form, wary of eye or seeing consciousness, wary of eye contact, wary of whatsoever is felt as pleasant or unpleasant with eye contact. Then he become wary of the other organ. So those that are enlightened, the Arya, the noble being, they will not hold on. Why? Like I give you the example, Anasana. What is this? Red hot burning, let's say. When you hold on to it, it will burn you, it will torment you, isn't it? Will you hold? We have noble disciple awakened already. But deluded human being, you know what happened? Let's say they got first noble two reality, they suffer. Let's say health problem, disease, traumatic, or separation, or financial problem, or whatever first noble two related one. Okay, career problem and all those things. So they worry, you know, they panic, you know, like health problem. So the fear, worry, anxiety is a projection. Then he tried to seek help. Then sometimes he dare not let people know. We are scared the company know. Ask him to go. Understand not? Scared he will lose a job also. Then sometimes the spouse also they dare not let know. They scared after that the news go out and the friend or yo, this guy he cannot cancel. So how? So all this fear, worry, anxiety is a projection of the thought, not a reality yet. That's why you suffer. You become miserable, like the Vipassana president, understand? After the processing. So these are reality. So what happened is the noble disciple who understand all these, they will not suffer. They are different. So when you have the understanding, you will know you cannot attach, you cannot cling, you cannot hold. So what happened is you have to confront if you understand it. Right view, law of karma, accept. Then reflect, contemplate, what happened? Okay, this is traumatic. Okay? If I accept, I don't project my thought. I don't blame, I don't worry. Fear, worry, anxiety, all despair, this suffering is gone. Understand? Then you do what you have to do. So do what you have to do means what? Means you have to follow the Dhamma way, noble eightfold path, repentant, then you solve your problem. So in this case, the Buddha say, this is how they trace the origination factor, Anasana. Just like the fourth way, trace the origination factor. So all this suffering they came to know come from the senses, Anasana. Go through the paticca samuppada. The first organ is the eye, then the ear, the nose, the tongue, the tactile, and the thought. That's why I say this sixth sense door is very powerful. So when they arise, the final outcome is you deludedly grasp and cling, then you become sorrowful, miserable, suffer. So when you see all this clearly with mindfulness, then you straighten your view, understand? Not to react, not to stir, not to develop all this. Then after a while, like I say, think also like that, don't think also, you will never think like that. Then when you look at things, you will not develop all the negativity. Why? Because your yoni so manasikara, wisdom, dhamma understanding. This will prompt you, understand? Then you don't stir your mind. Then pleasant, unpleasant, no more, that link cut, understand? So what happened is, normal human being cannot understand this. So you know what they do? They say, this is my problem, understand? Cancer is my problem. So they keep on holding on to it through what? Through the thought, understand? Think about it, worry about it. The more you hold, the more it torments you, isn't it? There is a cause of suffering there. So the monk who go through this will not hold, understand? That's why he said, they are very of eye contact, that eye consciousness, then the sense data that come in. Well, all this is coming to haunt you, torment you, and create the movement of the paticca samuppada. Understand? But you gotta believe, this is my problem, Lord. I must think about it. I must worry about it. Well, they think by holding and worrying, they can solve the problem. Do you think they can solve the problem by holding and worrying? No amount of fear, worry, and anxiety can solve your problem. That's why you need to understand the Dhamma, to accept this reality of the first number two, then act. Understand? How do you act? Put this down, understand? Means what? Acceptance. I don't hold, I don't worry, I don't panic, I don't create all the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. That is not burning me, not tormenting me. It means what? The moment I accept, I don't project all this negative mind state no more. That is the beginning of solution. Then I have clarity. I have calmness of mind. Then I can inquire what actually happened. What are my options? How can I move? Understand? How can I resolve all this amicably so that I can move on with my life, so that I can recover from this disease? So you do what you have to do. The Buddhist way is ask for forgiveness, follow the advice of the Buddha, cultivate merit, wholesomeness, develop your virtue, then ask for forgiveness, vow not to do this again. Then when you have enough merits and parami, invoke power of merit for causal and cause, then somebody will bring you to the right doctor, or somebody who has recovered, and he will give you the right condition to actually recover. Understand not? If you have helped people before in the past, let's say you are a doctor, you're sincere, you're not the bogus one and want money one, and then you will meet doctor that is not bogus and want money one, then you will recover. Understand not? That is karma. You reap what you sow. But you, everything also, money, selfish, all those things. So you become the victim that time, you go and see the doctor, oh, also want your money. That's how you connect. So when you understand all this, you understand this sutta, fire sermon. You know how many become arahana? We read the later part. Bhikkhu, when a noble disciple who has heard this truth and clearly seeing things thus, like I explained just now, he become wary of all these things. Yeah? Then he continued for the other senses. Okay, towards the end. In this way, he said, he become free of passion, which is greed. He become free, he become aware of feeling. And with insight, means yoniso manasikara, wisdom, he knows that there is no more rebirth, that the holy life is his, and that he has done all that should be done. Okay? Okay. Then, these were the Blessed One's words. When he spoke to the bhikkhu thus, the whole congregation of over 1,000 bhikkhu rejoiced, approved of his word, then what happened? And attained
liberation
from the asava to clinging no more, and their heart were completely free. all become arahant. And the fire sermon is very powerful, because when I was reading it, I say, this type of teaching sure awaken one. You know, it warns you at every stage of the Paticca-samuppada. No? Your eye is burning. Sense data coming in is burning. Eye contact is burning. Seeing consciousness is burning. Means, when you are aware, you saw the Paticca-samuppada link, how it creates affliction and suffering. Then, because you have the mind for every moment of the Paticca-samuppada, all these links become very clear. So before it happened, I say, think also, right? Don't think also. Right? You think I will go and grab and clean? I will go and hold on to this fellow, say this is my problem. No, you have the Dhamma. Think is just the way it is. You are born out of karma, heir to our karma conditions, but you are what you are before. So you know how to act, understand? Now? That is the Dhamma way. Clear? Now?
Yeah.
So? Hopefully, yeah, this time more stable. Okay, not from another commentary. Yeah, this one is another one. I think also quite good. Bhikkhu, he said, form is burning, means external form, sense data. Feeling is burning. Perception is burning. Volition or mental formation is burning, means all your thinking process. And consciousness is burning. Seeing tasks. The instructed noble disciple experiences vary towards all these things. Form, feeling, perception, mental volition or sankhara and consciousness. Through dispassion and this mind is liberated. So all these are the same. So the ensuing text reveal that sabbe means all, referring to the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases and consciousness, the 18 sense drive. Then by burning, aditta means fire of passion or greed, raga jina. Then fire of aversion, dosa jina. Then fire of delusion, moha jina. So the manifestation of birth, aging, sorrow, lamentation, death, pain, despair, and other things are the outcome. That's why after that it says, disenchanted, he becomes dispassionate. Through this enchantment and dispassionate, through all this, he becomes dispassionate. He is fully released. With full release, there is understanding, fully released. He discerns that birth is ended, the holy life fulfilled, and task done. There is nothing further for the world. Then the next page is the 18th sense line, properly drawn out. Sense data, sense basis, everything. Okay? We stop here, toilet break.
Activity of mind or consciousness, then it will just do that. That is, it listens to you. Heedfulness can only arise when the mind is trained. To be heedful, one must know how to silence one's mind to connect to one's true mind. The untrained mind is very heedless and it thinks a lot because of ignorance and diffusion. Without this heedfulness developed, one is as if dead spiritually, as per Dhammapada verse 21. Since heedfulness is the path to the deadless, and the heedful do not die, so please do strive on with heedfulness.
Okay, next chapter.
33rd Haha Sutra class 1.1, Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deadless. Heedlessness is the path to the death. The heedful do not die. The heedless are as if dead, spiritually. One only needs to be heedful, then one is destined for enlightenment. Therefore, one must make strong determination to be heedful. To know who you are and what you are is very important. Is this human being or the five aggregates of form and mind really what you are? How do you know the world, and how do you interact with the world? It is the senses that enable us to interact with the world, via mind or mental consciousness. This is a very important understanding.
See, I say this is a very important understanding. That is the one that explains the form and mind projecting into the phenomenal world. So here I read again. To know who you are, what you are, is very important. Without mindfulness, you cannot know. Then You have to inquire, is this human being or the five degree of form, am I really what you are? How do you know the world? That is the inquiry. That is also the hint. How do you know the world? Through your senses there. That's why the sixth sense or the 18th sense is so important. Without mindfulness, you cannot see. So how do you know the world? It's of course through the sixth sense. And how do you interact with the world? Also with your sixth sense, understand now? Without your senses, you cannot interact. Without your thought process, without your seeing conscious, hearing conscious, smell, taste, you can't. So when you understand this, then you see the importance of having the mindfulness to see all this through your own form and mind. Understand now? Then the next one is very important. It is the senses that enable us to interact with the world via our mind or mental consciousness. Understand? When you are conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you take for a few and think, the phenomenal world of consciousness arises there. True or not? You open your eye, all this within the field of vision, like real, exists already. You have your hearing, it's the same. The hearing consciousness, the music, the vibration, the hearing consciousness arise already. Then the other senses are also same. Then through your thinking, your thought, your aggregates of mind, everything like real to you. So this one is very important. Eh? Then I say, this is a very important understanding. So when you are meditating with the awareness, find out how you become conscious. How you know the world, how you interact. That's how I came to know. You think this one anybody taught me? No. I realize through the senses, I can know the world. I can interact with the world. Then I can develop all the thinking and other things. But all this thinking before I have the Dhamma is all wrong thought, delusion. That's what I saw. Then I like become different. So this is a very important one. Huh? How you know the world, how you interact with the world. Okay, continue.
Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion is a very powerful delusion because during every moment of sense-door consciousness, like seeing, hearing and thinking, etc., the personality and egoic mind will arise if there is Sakkaya Ditti. Then one will try to own and possess things. This is how selfishness, which is an evil root, arises. Similarly, because of the ego, one can also become jealous, angry, emotional, and fearful. And these are the other two evil roots of hatred and delusion. As they are the roots of all evil, this is the reason why when things do not go your way and when you cannot get what you desire or want, you can become very unhappy and you can also get angry and become emotional too. When confronted with the first noble truths, realities, especially health problems or separation problems, the thought will project into the past and the future to condition your fear, worry, anxiety and sadness, unhappiness, etc., leading to one's suffering. See that it is just a thought, not a reality at all. So how come it has such power to torment you and cause you so much suffering? This is wrong view, conditioned by your delusion, to grasp and cling onto the so-called problem, hence causing your fear, worry and anxiety, etc. Do see it impermanence, characteristics and anatta nature, i.e. it is just a thought which comes and goes and it has no power over you if you are not deluded by it. Part 2, Half Sutra Lesson 33, The Emptiness of the 18th Views, page 80 to 83, 2.1. The Dhamma are only words, concepts and skillful means. Ultimate Nirvana, when you have wisdom, you do not cling to the Dhamma. The Dhamma are only words, concept and skillful means pointing towards the truth as likened to the finger pointing to the moon. The commentary said, the mind of the past cannot be obtained, the mind of the future cannot be obtained, and the mind of the present moment also cannot be obtained. This English translation by the commentary is not so clear as compared to the Mandarin version. In Mandarin, it is Guo Shi Si Bu Ke De, meaning the mind of the past is already gone, so it is no more a reality, i.e. you cannot hold onto it or have it anymore. Similarly, The future has yet to come, so it is also not a reality. The moment is the only reality in life, and moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment, truly living life? Or are you too busy thinking, planning, or worrying about life? So heedless, so much so you totally miss out on life. To be with the moment, to experience all of the wonders and beauties of life without any fear, worry, and anxiety, is truly living life. The present moment may be the highest in life, but in order to transcend life, one must also transcend even the moment. This is because the moment passes by so fast, and it is also not a reality in that sense. That is, split second, it is dead and gone. This moment, then the next moment, and then the next moment. Only a stream of unending moments of thoughts rising and falling. See this clearly and free your mind. Only consciousness and thoughts arising and passing away, implying it is nothing substantial and not so real. This is the reason why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. And when mind arises, everything comes to be, and mind make are they. So, if one acts, speaks, and thinks with a heedless or unwholesome mind, that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hoof. Hence the reason why the Surangama Sutra states that perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. The first seeing refers to mundane mind, via the condition arising mundane mind, whereas the second seeing refers to the direct seeing via the true mind, which is beyond thought and beyond mind, the mundane mind. When cultivating the Buddha Dhamma, one must be diligent to do it continuously with full determination in order to be successful, and one must not be complacent. A good analogy is of the primitive man making a fire by rubbing a stick against the rock to spark off the fire. One must not stop halfway before the spark can trigger off the fire. Hence, heedfulness must be stabilized and sustained until one is ever mindful. 3.1. Why do I experience heat during meditation? Question 1. Why do I experience heat which comes and goes during meditation? Brother Teo answered, whether heat arises or not is not so important, because the main purpose and intent of meditation is to train the mind in heedfulness first, that is, to be in a stable state of relaxed inner awareness or mindfulness first. Then only can one meditate. Heat can be due to the environment that you are in or due to your yin and yang imbalance within your body. The key thing is just to be in a state of relaxed inner awareness, to be aware of everything that is arising and passing away during meditation. Just maintain a silent, passive awareness. Don't try to know. The understanding will come by itself via an awakening and not via thinking. 3.2. Heedful and mindful during meditation, but heedless in the midst of life. Question 2. I can be very heedful and mindful when I am here doing meditation in a very conducive environment. But when I am in the midst of life, I can be very heedless. When I am in a very negative environment situation, I can become deluded very fast. Then I start to blame myself and get angry with myself. Why? Brother Teo answered, this is normal. When you are in this present, tranquil, meditative environment, you will be naturally more peaceful and heedful. Everything appears very smooth sailing because it is a conditioned environment or state of mind with no negativity to stir or test you. But when you are in the midst of life, you are usually less heedful. So when you are with someone that you don't like or a weird and difficult person, then you are tested. During these moments, if you have yet to develop the wisdom needed to calm yourself down, then it is very likely that you will become unhappy via your heedless reaction to what they say and what they do. You will have to learn to confront or face all these negativities and difficult life situations with wisdom to free your mind. That's why you must investigate into all this. That is, how your reactions to sense experience, conditioned by your delusion, develop into very strong habitual tendencies without you even becoming aware of them. Habitual tendencies born of delusion are difficult to change or correct overnight. Silence your mind to investigate into origination factors so that you can later retrospectively reverse it via wisdom after you have contemplated deep into it, that is, how this anger or fear arises in your mind, and then inquire, are they real? Is anger or fear really what you are? Apart from these mental states that come and go, is there a nature within that is unmoving and unchanging? All these are part of meditation. Your problem lies in your inability to recognize the fact that you are not what you are thinking or mundane mind tells you via your sakkaya ditti. Your true nature within is already perfect and without any negativity or discrimination and convention. So don't blame yourself for being like so useless because you cling onto your form and mind, the so-called human being, as the you, the I, and the me. Hence the delusion. Blaming and getting angry with yourself is of no use because it is a wrong view. The anger and or fear that arises is not you, but only a conditioned state of mind that arises after you have reacted to what you see and what you hear and you think via your own sakkaya ditti or self-delusion, which is a wrong view. If you do not perceive whatever life situation that arises with negativity or wrong view, then you will not react and there will be no suffering. You will come to understand via your heedfulness that when things don't go your way, then you will react because you want things your way, which is against nature's laws that govern all of life and existence. Hence, suffering will arise because you have your expectations that are not met, and you are not able to understand that people are just the way they are. And this is a fact. This is part of the first noble truth, seven conditioned realities of life and existence. When you have right view, anger, selfishness, and fear cease to be. As we all know, a deluded person will say and do deluded things. Likewise, an angry and violent person will do and say angry and violent things. You have to develop the wisdom via your meditation to just accept them for what they are, and then you will be peaceful. You only need to change and straighten your view to free your mind. This realization is wisdom. Hence the saying, wisdom frees whereas delusion binds. 3.3. How do I overcome discrimination against a specific person? Question 3. How do I overcome discrimination against a specific person? Brother Dio answered, when you use your false thinking or condition arising, discriminating thinking mind to see and perceive a specific person via your wrong views and opinion born of your own mind's conditioning, then this discriminative perception will arise. The problem is your sakkaya ditti or self-delusion that conditions you to deludedly cling onto your false thinking mind, leading to your inability to realize your true mind to see things as they are via wisdom. Please refer to the 7 Surangama Sutra notes dated 8th of January 2013 for further explanation on
this. Yeah, the answer is there. Okay, we stop here, then we have your 45 minutes of meditation. So you're off the line, then I will set the alarm. You can have 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Okay.